And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks. With your hosts, the betting pros, Justin and Jason. So get suited up, grab a drink, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone. On tonight's episode, we break down all the games fit to bet for the NFL Conference Championship Round. Woo-hoo. What's up, Jay? What's up, T?
Hi.
This is the final week.
The final
It's. I mean, I know it's playoffs, but this is regular football until the big showdown. So this is the last four teams standing. And then they all, the Goliaths, go to the big one on the February 13th. To play for it all. And I can't believe we're here already. I just, every week I say that, but I can't believe we're here.
An incredibly dull weekend last weekend of football.
So disappointing. What?
I mean, I just was yawning and yawning.
There was no offense.
There was no defense.
There was no thrills.
Yeah.
It's possible that Aaron Rodgers is going to get the MVP, but
they're going to throw it away.
You, at 9 months pregnant, rocking a football pod, are the MVP.
Aww.
We can all agree on that. First of all,
that's sweet.
Amazing weekend last weekend. The Buffalo KC game, first of all, everyone says is the best football game ever played. Mm-hmm. Where were you guys? What were you doing? Take me through it.
We're sitting right here.
Yeah.
Justin,
just when you thought it was over.
Yeah, it was a pretty boring game with the Buccaneers hanging at 3 points for a while. So Justin decided to go and hang curtains. And the minute he decided to go hang curtains, all of a sudden the game started firing back.
Yeah, it was so weird. Like, I'm doing the baby room curtains and she's like, are you going to get to these curtains? I'm like, yes, I'm going to get to the curtains. Don't worry. It's the weekend.
And were we hanging blue or pink?
No, we were hanging alabaster.
Alabaster.
Any breadcrumbs that you want to leave?
If you could tell us, we don't even know.
Yeah. Alabaster seems very gender neutral to me.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. John said to me the other day at work, I can't believe you're not telling anybody. I can't believe
everybody
you're holding out.
And that
you're
we
not,
know.
And you know, I can't believe you guys are keeping it such a secret. I said, dude, we don't know. He's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. God. That wouldn't be something that this one would be able to keep.
You guys swear you don't know?
Swear on this podcast. Okay. Swear on everything. He would not be able to keep it a secret, especially from you.
Do you have feelings about it one way or the other? Like
every day it flips and flops.
It flips.
And, yeah.
Right. Okay.
I keep saying he. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't even care. I'm stoked either way. I always wanted a little girl.
What if his pronoun is they, though? Well, how are you going to handle that?
It happens, yeah.
Then they'll figure that out in their life.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. But the bottom line is, I just don't know if...
2022, man.
I don't know if it matters to me so much, but then I do say things like, I do want a little girl. But I mean, of course I want a boy, either way. Yeah. But we don't know, and... But I keep saying he, like he's, I don't know why.
Are there some weird old wives tale about like if you carry it lower, like it's a boy or if it kicks a
There's
certain
so
way?
So many wives tale, so many. You like sweets versus savory.
Okay.
I'm addicted to sweets right now, which they say it's a girl if it's sweets. Okay. But I mean.
What's your top? What's on the top of the list?
It's too bad they don't sponsor us.
What's your go-to? We're talking like candy,
go-to?
Ice cream, cake. Like, what are we?
What's your everyday?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the bomb.
If anybody at Cinnamon Toast Crunch is working right now and listening to this.
You remember that show, The Newlywed Game, where they would take them and separate them in different rooms and they would come back and they had the sign and say, what's your go-to?
Justin, what's your wife's favorite breakfast cereal?
Yeah.
It would be ding, 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 going for the kiss because that's the one for sure. Right. I mean, boxes of that.
This is ridiculous. Tell me if you have something like this in Vegas. So when we're having our first kid, we're in the same zone as you are. Like, it's time. Like, get it out. Like, we're ready. And there's some weird rumor that if you went to this one restaurant in Laurel Canyon, they served a certain salad dressing.
Oh, I've heard of that.
And they were like 10 out of 10, like hitting 100% better than our teasers. That if you ate this salad dressing, you were going straight to Cedar Sinai to deliver.
We'll do some research for Vegas restaurants.
For us,
nothing, ooh, that's interesting. Yeah,
nothing like that.
That's
Mexican
fun.
Spicy.
I'm going to do okay. that. Yeah, spicy, but then I'm terrified of the heartburn that'll follow that. Just a nightmare.
All right. So you're hanging your gender-neutral curtains.
Yeah, I'm hanging
Buffalo
curtains.
Bills. Take me through it.
No, it's not Bills. It's the Rams. It's the Rams. First game. So this is the Sunday juggernaut game. Or teams, both, you know, both games, mm-hmm. I feel like. And then, I mean, Saturday was the Tennessee game was not exciting at all. And the Packer game was awful. I get it. The weather was low. That's why my under was like the stone cold lock of the century. But
yeah, you hit that.
Just no football. No,
yeah,
nothing going on.
But wasn't it kind of fun to see Aaron Rodgers get humiliated? Yeah. I mean, personally, that filled me with a warm,
it really
nacho
did.
It just, with extra, you know, cheese really kind of great. Feeling inside.
He's really great in the regular season.
He was at home.
So again, second year in a row. He's 10-11 in the playoff. Like, the terrible. Guy's not, he's not a, he doesn't, he's not a closer. He's great in the regular season.
Yeah. Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
Because I could go for 45 minutes on Aaron Rodgers. The whole season I've been saying they're casting a new Real Housewives of Wisconsin starring Aaron Rodgers because he's such a drama queen.
Yeah,
I've made all the jokes. We've said, stop complaining. Do like Ronnie Lott. Cut your toe off. Yeah. Wow, 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 yeah. wow. Soon as he lost, he says, everyone's rooting against us because I didn't get vaccinated. Bro, Josh Allen never got vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Carson
Cole
Wentz.
Beasley, Carson Wentz, Lamar Jackson. You don't hear them like, he's such a whiner. Yeah. He's
they didn't
such
lie.
A complainer.
Yeah, they
he's
didn't
a liar.
Lie.
And bro, you're a great football player. Yeah. Shut your mouth. You're hateable.
You just
he makes me crazy.
There's no humility in him.
Yeah, you just
Thank
take
you.
That away from the fun of the game. And I mean, I can segue into like one of my favorite athletes of all time, Kobe Bryant. Who
there you go.
Today is 2 years since we lost
Wild.
The Mamba.
We miss Kobe.
He got into it early in his career with the press and his own doing. We don't have to get into what it was, but he got into this thing with the press and he never forgave them. And he had a 20-year basketball career. Stellar career, incredible career, and just never gave them that. It was like, ugh. And he never started having fun until after he quit the game. Coaching his daughter, hanging with his wife, hanging with the family,
falling
traveling.
Falling back in love with it.
Falling back in love with things, getting creative, doing, you know, winning an Academy Award. Then he was like, he could smile. And then when he smiled, you were like, my God, what a handsome kid. Like, what a great smile. He's so happy. You never saw that. Aaron Rodgers is doing that in a sense to himself by this wham, wham, whang all the time. And he's just not enjoying what is going to be a fruitful Hall of Fame career. And Green Bay is where he needs to be. All that other stuff is just bullshit.
Yeah, but he's doing it at the end of his career.
It's bro, just it's just dumb. It's like you're not enjoying what is happening in your
life.
Can
I say one thing?
Yes.
The people of Wisconsin. And I said this in preseason. We talked about this. He held out. I don't know. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? Am I into
Carrot.
It? If you're a fan of Green Bay, dude, then go leave, bro. Mm-hmm. Like he's always doing you a favor.
Mm-hmm.
He's always doing you a favor. I say the cheeseheads tell him to get the fuck out. Like he's more trouble than he's worth. And if he's winning postseason, like you're saying, Jay, that's one thing.
Right.
But he ain't winning no postseason games in a minute.
He's doing it to himself, and all of this is doing it to himself. And it's funny because that, getting into what I was going to say, is that little boring bullshit that everyone cared about for about 3 minutes all died as soon as Tampa Bay and the Rams took the field.
Right.
And it all died as soon as KC and the Bills took the field. Because let me tell you something. Oh, my God. When I went to hang curtains, it was because the game was over.
Over. And then all of a sudden, I'm
yelling,
like, wait, no.
You missed the field goal. Get back. And I'm falling off the ladder, dude.
Do we utilize the DVR during a football game because how dare you take it off live? Oh, my God. No, you need to see it live. But I had to rewind. Like
I'm falling off the ladder, dude, barefoot, slipping off the ladder. What do you what? Gotta watch this. All right, watch this. And then Stafford with the hike over his head. And I'm like, oh, my God, here we go. And it was just funny because it was like as soon as I started doing fatherly chores.
Nice.
The NFL got crazy. And that's usually when the wife goes, get in there and get those curtains up. Why you got a job to do.
And I could use a refill on my Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yes. Yes. So, I mean, it was just like one of those things. And then you get this Bills game where, I mean, listen, nobody on offense deserved to lose that game. They both played perfect games. Both these quarterbacks.
What a game.
Both defenses didn't deserve to win either.
Who are you rooting for?
I mean, I was just going to say, I don't even know. The Bills, just because it was an underdog and it was a very underdog weekend, I guess you could say. And then the other team and then the other team. And then I was like, I don't know what to think anymore. I can't do this. So great game.
It was like boom, boom,
amazing.
Boom,
every game came down to the last play. Every single game last weekend. So at one point, it's getting so crazy, like you guys are saying. I wasn't hanging curtains, but we were all in my house freaking out.
Yeah.
And my son goes, you have two tickets left, Rams and Bills. He's way smarter than I am, duh. Because he goes, if the Bills win, the Rams already won, and they go to the Super Bowl, you don't care who wins. Like, either way you win. And I go, I never even fucking thought of that.
Yeah, that's the hedge without the hedge.
No, no.
That's the hedge without the hedge. That's the dream.
But I got to say, like, Josh Allen, man, that is the future of the NFL. What a quarterback. The opposite of Aaron Rodgers. Class act, left it all on the field, created fans out of all of us in that one game. Incredible, incredible, incredible.
Yeah, and I said this a couple of weeks ago. I said this young, you know, and I said this, it's weird because I was getting into the young, you know, the young core of quarterbacks, and that there was the Mannings and the Aikmans and the Bradys, and, you know, Brady's still in this mix. But at the end of the day, it's like the Herberts, the Burrows, the Allens. Mahomes is not an old man. Don't get it twisted. He's 26. He might have been in the game for a few years longer than Allen, but he's still a very young man. And what it all comes down to is you're going to see these two dudes. They're going to be going at it like Manning and Brady for the next 10 years. I mean, I don't want to say it's over because Burrow's still there and Herbert's still there, but I will say something to Aaron Rodgers. Don't come to the AFC, bro, because there's nothing left for you in the AFC because those kids, they're holding it down. You're going to be on the outside looking in. So stay your ass in the NFC if you know what's good for you. And second of all, it kind of comes down to like if the Bills won one or two more games, then that game would have been played in their house. And it's just those things matter at the end of the year. And if that game wasn't in Kansas City, who knows what would have happened.
Right.
But what we saw, I'm not mad at that at all.
I wish I was at that game.
Were you always like this into football? Or do you think because we've been doing this show that you're extra, like you said, your mom was? Or you've always been a fan? I know you've always been a fan, but I mean, like, the way you're talking about the Bills has a level of excitement to your voice where it's like you definitely...
I think
purposely like watched that game and got into it. Right.
Oh, yeah. Justin was at work, by the way, watching that game. So I was home by myself, but screaming at the TV. But we've been together. Oh, my gosh. Almost 13 years. And I can honestly say before I started dating him, I didn't really watch a lot of football.
Okay.
So he helped me grow my love of it. But I would say a couple years into our relationship, when we lived back in LA still, I was in a couple of fantasy football leagues just to try it out. I don't know, whatever.
Awesome. Love it.
I won them. So I came in first.
She won like three titles.
Three years in a row or something. So that helped me really get into it, gave me a reason to like watch and understand. So now
super cool.
I didn't play fantasy this year because there's a lot going on, but I actually factually enjoy watching football and I enjoy the game and
that's
know everything that's going on. So
I know, like, obviously Jay loves the Saints. He loves the Rams. Yeah. He loves the Raiders. Do you have any teams like that close to your heart?
The Saints, just because he's close to my heart.
Oh. Yeah, you guys.
That's how it started. I mean, the first year that we were dating, we would go watch Saints games. So at local bars and just hang out and have great Sundays. So I do have a special place in my heart for the Saints and Sean Payton.
The thing with moving to Vegas, we've been here almost 8 years now. And the thing with moving to Vegas is that once you get into the gambling game, if you will, yes, you have your teams. But like when the Saints didn't go to the playoffs this year, I was like, and
Yeah.
Normally it's a whole, I don't want to talk to anybody today. Just leave me alone.
You're agnostic.
Eat my dinner in my room. Now it's like, hey, whatever. Who's next? Did I win my ticket? I mean, that's all that matters to us now. So I think it's more fun for us now because she doesn't have to deal with me going, cancel dinner.
They're in the process of a reboot right now. So there's really not a lot of, minus the quarterback, is it going to be Jameis or is it whatever? But now there's no coach. So it's like, okay, we're going to wait a couple years.
But even the Rams and even the Lakers and even the things like that, the Dodgers, it's like, it doesn't matter the way it used to matter.
Right.
To me. And I think that that's more fun for her because I don't say cancel Christmas because the Saints lost tonight.
Right.
It's like life goes on. But like, it's funny. Last week for your birthday, you went out to dinner and you were like, it was Pittsburgh. Okay, you know, imagine if that was your dinner.
Right.
This week.
Oh.
I would have been mad for you.
You were like, we watched good. It was Pittsburgh getting mollywopped by KC. But if this was your birthday dinner, you might have been like peeking around the corner, checking the scores every Tuesday. Because God 40, almighty.
42 million people watched the Bills-Chiefs game.
I would love to see how many people tuned in.
Yeah. Like after the fact?
Like in the middle? A quarter in or like halftime. They're like, wait, what's happening?
Text message is like, you got it. Are you watching this, bro?
I texted you. I was like, this game. Are you freaking kidding me?
Everybody's talking about it.
They scored 31 points in 2 minutes.
Yeah,
that's insane. Insane.
And what?
Josh Allen was throwing TDs on fourth down. And who's Davis? Where's he been all year?
And you know what's funny? Like, people are talking about, Mike Pritchard was saying he had a Knox touchdown. He had an anytime Knox touchdown. And he's like, I couldn't get a Knox touchdown and all that stuff.
All that scoring?
Yeah, because he threw to Davis the whole time.
Yeah.
But it's a Knox touchdown.
Knox is a tight end.
They're a tight end.
Like, all I needed was a Knox anytime touchdown for a prop bet. And he's like, I couldn't have gotten a Knox touchdown and all that mayhem. I just thought that was funny. And of course, Kelce, Ty Hill with the peace out. Like, that's classic to me when he just runs by people and gives them the peace sign. And then, of course, Kelce just does all the grunt work.
Just wild.
If the water breaks at the end of regulation, do you kind of like just hang around a bit and see?
I go, everything's fine. I don't know what you're talking about. Everything's fine.
I throw her the terrible time.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into our show.
Yeah. Amazing.
That was a great weekend of football.
What a weekend.
So much fun.
That's why we watch the games.
That's why we love football. If it wasn't for football today, I would not be here today.
It's time.
My dad says that. Shout out to my dad.
Shout out.
All right. Let's get into it.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash? Gentlemen, lock it up.
Well, I mean, here we go again. You know what else is crazy about this weekend is that all of these games are rematches.
Mm-hmm.
So Kansas City played and lost to the Bengals 3 weeks ago. This is when Joe Burrow started his absolute chaotic barrage of yards thrown.
Correct.
446 in that game. He threw to Jamar Chase 12 times for 11 catches, 266 and 3 tuggies.
Thank you.
And he threw 4. The running game for both teams, like Mahomes threw for 260. He had two TDs with no picks.
Yeah.
But KC ran the ball with seven different players ran the football for 160 yards. The Bengals ran for 59 total yards in that game.
Okay. Because
Burrow was like, leave me, let me be.
Right.
I know how they say, well, that happened and that's the zigzag and that's the, let's change things around. Let's get into this. You know, we watch tape now. We can, you know, that was a different time and all this other shit. I just don't see any reason why this will not be a lot of the same. Because of the fear that Kansas City, as we saw on Sunday night, can score in a second.
Mm-hmm.
You can't play the keep away. You can't play the ball control. You got to go. They go. You go. They go. It's like a heavyweight match. And who's going to be left standing when the bell rings? Because I just don't see it changing any way. I see the same old Jamar Chase streaking down the sidelines. I see that same old slant to Ty Hill when he goes peace out down the sideline. I see a lot of that happening. And I think that, you know, we talked earlier in the year about Mahomes taking what he can get. And that works for them, and that's okay. And that gives them a little bit more balance. But I still think that they're still throwing the ball a ton. Like sure. In that Bills game, they threw the ball a ton. And I just don't see why that's not gonna happen here. That total opened up at like 53.5, went up to 54, was teetering back and forth between 54 and 54.5. I think right now it's sitting at about 54.5 in most shops. I just don't see anything changing here. And I mean, I can go on and on. I mean, I gave those stats, but that's when Burrow started his barrage. And I think with the Tennessee game, they took what they could get. And then we talked about the field goals thing. And I said it before last week's game. I said,
at least
he's taking the points. At least Luke's taking the points, right?
Yeah.
But you're not going to be able to do that here and win. It's a Cinderella game. It's all that stuff. I think Joe Burrow is going to be in this league for a long time. I think he's going to win some MVPs. And I think that Cincinnati's here. And I think that, yes, Cinderella, as all they might be, they've already got a nice little taste of KC. They know how they hit. They know how they play. They know how it feels. And I just don't think this is going to change here. I love the over. I love the over.
I love you.
What do you think?
I love you too. The last time they played, it was 31-34.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In favor of Cincy.
In Cincy. That one.
I like your over. I'm just going to, because I'm going to get to the Cincy game in a second for my handicap. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to say that I actually like Cincy to cover the number. I'm not saying they're going to win. This isn't my pick, but Joe Burrow is a giant killer.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up in preparation for this pod. LSU +6.5 when they beat Alabama.
Go Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
They never give him a chance.
Right.
And he always proves it wrong.
Right.
They sacked Joe Burrow 9 times last week and he still won. The guy's just a winner. I heard a guy say he climbs the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
He does the opposite of Kyler and all these scramblers who, the first sign of trouble, they run, get out. Joe Burrow is willing to take 9 sacks.
And that might be good for him growing up, like having to learn that way. You know, like if your big brother is like teaching you how to play basketball and he swats you every time, he's teaching you something. And if this guy's got to run for his life and still making shit happen, then once they get a line, watch out. Yeah,
his offensive line is garbage. Oh, the guy's
garbage. Just going backwards the whole time.
The guy is Superman. I like your over, but I'm really excited. And I feel like there's an agenda with the NFL because they really know how to put on a show and get TV ratings. So I think, I'm just going to say, spoiler alert, I think that they want a KC Rams Super Bowl. It's obviously that. They want that. It's sexy. It's going to be in LA.
It's powerful. It's going to
be Jay-Z and Beyonce. It's going to be in the stands, celebrities here, there, and everywhere. So I think that, unlike last week, when the refs really kept their flags in their pockets, which is why the games were so good, you might see a little pass interference.
Bringing it back out, yeah.
I think the refs are going to go, okay, let Joe Burrow do his thing, but he can't win this game.
I hate that.
I hate that too. I fucking hate that.
But and you I know they did
was,
that?
I promised I wasn't going to cuss.
Pat McCombs, and I hate that. And I hate that too.
I hate it too.
They did that with Pat Mahomes when he was young, you know, Brady beat him on that penalty and that, you know,
right.
he didn't get the call because Brady was in the game and Brady was the vet. And it's kind of like when they say, you're too young to get that call, son, you're not going to get that call. Now he gets those calls.
Yeah. There's an agenda.
Burrow will get those calls, but not this weekend.
That's when it becomes, what are we doing here?
Yeah, no. Like, and it drives, this is a betting show. Yeah. It drives gamblers crazy because I do feel like, not only is Cincy going to cover the number, but there's not a team that they've played that they haven't like been in the game, had a chance to win. You never know. Mm-hmm. You never know.
They got a lot of weapons on offense, man. And they got a great kicker. They got a great kicker. And I know that people think that doesn't matter, but it does in a very big way. And I've always been a proponent of having a good kicking game. And that kid.
Huge.
Kicked every big kick he needed to kick. And he even said, which they quoted him after the game, as he was walking out on the field when they got that pick and they turned the field around and they were like, okay, field goal to win it. No overtime. after Tannehill threw his third pick or whatever.
He was so happy when he hit that.
The kid said, well, I guess we're going on to Kansas City. Like he was
that.
Like,
I love that.
I'm going to drill this. And he did. And he's like, I guess I got to go win the game. Like, I love that. And I love that, you know, that little David and Goliath thing, man, there's something to be said about that. And I think it's going to be a shootout and I can't wait. I don't think it's going to compare to the Bills Chiefs game, but I tell you what, I can't wait to find out.
So what are you locking up on that? You give love,
me,
love, love.
Give me the over. Give me the magician and Mahomes going heads to bed. Bang, bang, bang. Muhammad Ali style. Give me the over and lock it up.
Okay. We're still talking about this game because there's only going to be the two games. But so Jason, you have a prop bet in for us, for the Bengals and Chiefs. What are your thoughts?
I do. I have a prop bet. Let's stay in Cincy for a second. So as Justin mentioned, the last time these two teams met, Cincy won a lot of points. 31-34 was the final, but Jamar Chase, 3 touchdowns. So I think if Justin's handicap is correct, that there's going to be a lot of points scored, I think Jamar Chase gets one. My prop is Jamar Chase anytime TD plus 100. Not even any juice, just a 1-to-1 bet. Fun. Put down 100, get 100. Put down $5, get $5 back.
Why? Why is it only 100? Why?
I don't know. He doesn't have any touchdowns, Jamar Chase, in the last 3 games.
Yeah, because I get it. But last week, that big catch when he was just following Higgins, like down that lead.
It could be a Higgins, Tyler Boyd, Mixon yeah. show. Who the hell knows? But
I like those odds, though, dude. I mean, listen.
I think it's a fun
not?
Prop bet. Yeah,
why
it's
not,
a fun prop
right?
bet. And here's one more thing, and then I'm going to lock up this prop bet. Patrick Mahomes' brother, Jackson Mahomes, could be at this point more hateable than Aaron Rodgers.
You say he's a stooge?
He's a stooge.
Do you not know about this guy, T?
No, I feel like we had a conversation last
week. She's 9 months pregnant, so the TikTok app has not been opened in a minute.
Oh,
I need you to buy your unborn baby a phone and a TikTok because I feel like no child left behind.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes' brother, Jackson Mahomes, is so obsessed with his stupid fucking TikTok. I said I wasn't going to cuss. He dances on other people's 50-yard line emblem on his Instagram, on his TikTok, doing his dances. He was on the sidelines. I was praying for Josh Allen to, like, put the dagger in that, which is why I'm praying for Joe Burrow to put the dagger in that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say about that. Jackson Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, not on my favorites list. Okay.
So no, one Baker strike Mayfield's left. Wife. Who's it going to be?
I will be rooting for Jamar Chase anytime TD prop best plus 100, but I'm mostly rooting for him to shut down Patrick Mahomes' brother and his dumbass TikTok dances. That's my handicap. Jay, what do you think?
Definitely. That's a coin flip for me. And I mean, why not? Right. The guy's amazing. So yeah, I think that's a cute little prop bet, my friend.
That's cute.
I'm glad you agree. Jamar Chase, anytime TD plus 100 and lock it up.
Okay, let's talk about the other game that's happening this weekend. The 49ers travel to LA SoFi Stadium to face the Rams. Jason, what do you think?
Well, this is an interesting game because San Francisco, for some reason, has won 6 in a row against the Rams. Why are San Francisco the Rams' kryptonite? Why?
I wish I knew.
Only you and your cousin Mark Chick know the answer. I don't know the answer.
Cali versus Cali, NorCal versus SoCal?
Yeah, it's a huge rivalry.
But San Fran was always good with Montana and Rice and all that, and they always beat up on the Rams.
I want to tell you.
Historically.
Debo Samuel is a dude. He's a dude.
That's just unreal. I mean, how do you stop that? How in the world do you stop a guy that basically has a running start? He's like DK Metcalf with a running start. Well, coming from the backfield, and then he can survey the and just run like a wide receiver. It's unreal. That's what little Tyreek Hill can't do. Like these dudes, Deebo Samuel's a monster, bro.
You called the Niners to go to the Super Bowl. They have a great shot of winning this game. That's not my pick, but what I want to say is this is not going to be a cakewalk for the Rams. They do get back their left tackle, Andrew Whitaker. You remember that
Whitworth,
LSU
Tiger.
Right. Note Boom filled in for him last week.
Did a good job.
He injured his pec, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I know left tackles. Who gives a shit? Why I bring this up is that's the Joey Bosa spot.
Mm-hmm.
So let's be happy for the Rams that they're getting back their starter to block against Joey Bosa. Yep. I think that's huge. San Francisco, their front four is ferocious. Their defense is really good. Obviously, the Rams have a problem. They were up 17-0. And if they had closed that out, they wouldn't even have to face the Niners this weekend.
Right.
So having said all that, I think, and this is weird, did you hear that they won't let people with out-of-town area codes buy tickets to the game?
Well, they do that here with the Knights.
Is that a COVID thing?
They don't want road fans in their stadium.
They don't want a bunch of Niners in SoFi. Here's what I think. I think that LA, you're going to see every Kardashian. You're going to see every Beyonce, Jay-Z, blah, 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 blah. It's going to be the place to be. It's going to be hyped. I think the NFL wants the Rams to end up in the Super Bowl. I think McVay, this is lucky 7. He's lost 6 in a row to Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan loves scheming against Sean McVay for some reason. I like the Rams in this game. So if I'm wrong, it's going to be because San Francisco just has their mojo working and that you're right, Jay. Maybe they do get to the Super Bowl this year. But I will say I had 2 tickets left last weekend. Bills to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
Let's do it.
Circa.
Goodbye.
I got 1 ticket left.
I still got 1 brother left.
Are you going to tell us what it is? What is it?
Okay, so I came to visit you guys. We go to the Circa. I got Rams. When you're my age, you do this. Okay, I can read that.
Find the distance.
$20 to win
$300.
On the Rams.
That makes it all worth it.
Lay the points. I think Matthew Stafford, he threw the most picks in the NFL during the regular season, but he's thrown no picks the last 2 weeks. He's looked great. Cooper Kupp, OBJ's looking great. Let's go, Rams. Let's go, Mark Chick. Put your number 10 jersey on and let's get it hyped. Lay the points. Let's go, Rams. Jay, what do you think?
Well, I'm just going to say this. I hope. Mm-hmm. I hope they do. I got a 49er pick. The only thing that does for me is make me look good for the pod. It doesn't put money in my pocket. I don't have a ticket on it. I don't care. It's just kind of those, I called that shit. Who cares? Matt Stafford has not been super impressive against these guys this year, my friend. They've played twice. He's got like a QBR. He had a good game in the second game when they 27-24 loss that they just played 2 weeks ago. But this is one of those things to me where like Garoppolo threw for 316 yards 2 weeks ago.
Trouble.
The first time they put on Monday Night Football. Now, granted, there were 2 pick sixes by your boy Stafford. Garoppolo only threw for 189 yards. Well, that's not going to get it done. So, like, now they're realizing, like, last week, you got to throw the ball. And this whole Deebo thing, Monday, November 15th on Monday Night Football, this Deebo Samuel thing was not put into motion yet. This new Deebo plan was not alive yet. Now it is. And it's just going to be very different. I think just to summarize it really quickly, I'm not going to make a long thing out of it, but I'm just going to say that it's hard to beat a team 3 times in 1 season.
Right.
I don't know if they're going to cover the spread. I would money line the Rams at home. Why not? I mean, it's not that expensive. What's
Take
it going to be?
Take the points with the Niners. Yeah.
What's it going to be? 160 and then, but I don't even care about the Niners. I'm just saying for the Rams in general, like money line the Rams and then they just got to, 160 to win 100 or whatever instead of laying 3.5, which is ugly. If they don't get this done, I don't know what. I think that coming off this high last week, they got everything they want here, right? They got the home game, and then they can go to their beds and hang out for 2 weeks and play with their kids and then play the
Super Bowl. Isn't that what the NFL wants? Yeah, come on.
It's the same locker. And so last year was the first time ever that a home team hosted and won a Super Bowl. They've hosted before. They haven't never won. This year, if KC gets there and the Rams are there, KC will be the first team to do it, to be a road team twice in 2 years. And that's scary. I just think that the Rams could have put San Francisco away. They were up 17-0 2 weeks ago. They gave the game away, knocked out the Saints out of the playoffs. And I just hope to God that this isn't going to come back and bite them in the ass. Because if they would have knocked them out and finished that knockout blow, they wouldn't be playing them right now.
And they were the only team.
They'd be playing the Cowboys or something.
McVay had that crazy stat that when he's up at halftime, he was 45-0. Mm-hmm. The Niners snapped that streak. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? 45 games, they snapped that streak.
And when I watched that game last week with Brady, I thought, Brady's the only guy in the world that could come back from this. But then I thought when they were jogging to the locker room, but then again, that halftime thing, that tells me right there, Rams were going to win that game. And they luckily they did, but they had to do a lot of things had to happen because Brady tied it up. So,
and also, didn't Cam Akers fumble twice?
Yeah, the one we got knocked on the head and it was called.
He's not going to do that again.
Down on the field and they reviewed it, but no, he's not going to do that again.
He's not going to do that again.
I just hope that the Rams don't lose to a team that they could have buried 6 feet under two weeks ago, and they failed to do so. I really hope it doesn't bite them in the ass because Jimmy Garoppolo said after that Packer game, "Fuck the Packers." They got him on tape when he walked up to Robbie Gould when he kicked the field goal and he said, "You're a Hall of Famer, bro. Fuck the Packers," and walked off the field. That's fire for Jimmy G.
It's hard not to like Jimmy G. He's a winner. So G, what do you think about this game? Who are you rooting for?
The Rams.
Good.
Yeah. We're all rammed up. I mean,
to where my heart lives.
I've never enjoyed the 49ers, that NoCal, SoCal thing, but
yeah.
I think it's cool that it's a rivalry. You know, it has some motivation behind watching the game.
There's some irony in this one. Rams. If they don't put them away, number one, there's that's 0-7. Irony, yeah. And number two, like you could have done it last week and you wouldn't have sold your own ticket. You know what I'm saying? So I like it.
Okay, lock it up.
We say Rams, money line, lock it up.
The total in the Rams 49ers game this week is 46.5. Justin, will this game go over or under?
The first time they played, it was 31-10. So this total, by the way, just to start, this total is 46.5. The first time they played, it was 31-10, which would have been under. And they had two pick sixes off Stafford within like 2 minutes. It was like pop, pop, right in the first quarter, I believe. So that accounted for 14 of those 31 points, right? So you're looking at 17-10 right there. The second game was 27-24, puts it way over. But then again, it got sloppy. It was 17-0 at halftime. That's a stone cold under, bro. Stone cold under. You keep doing that and then you mash the football, run the football. Keep shutting them, or 17-3 or whatever it was, but it's still a stone under. I like the under here for those reasons. I think both games the first game did go under, and it went under in that game because I think it was 43.5. So it went under in that game. This game was a stone under until they just let San Fran back in with all those passes and that Debo touchdown and all that. So 46.5 in the playoffs with these two teams that are going to feel each other out in the beginning. I like the under. I will say one thing. Matt Stafford has to protect the football because San Francisco's opportunistic defense, man, they love that shit.
Turnovers will kill them.
They're like bumblebees, bro. They swarm and they don't fuck around and they love that. And once they get a taste of the honey, they keep coming back for more and they keep bringing more bees. So be careful. With the football.
Team.
And this is, again, we're handicapping the same football game here. All the things that Jason just said regarding the Rams and the 49ers and all the things that we just touched on. I just think that this is a feel each other out for the first quarter type thing. Run, 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 slow it up. No tricks, no bullshit.
Like a 27-24 somewhere in there gets you under, right?
No, because it's 46 and a half. So 27, yeah. 24 is 51. We need 21, 17. We need
okay.
It's a low scoring.
20 to 14.
Got it.
I just need Chicago Bears, mash and bash, old school smash mouth. I don't see
they're
going to
run the ball.
Circus.
Run. Right.
You got to stop Debo. Don't let that aerial circus start with Cooper Kupp and all that shit. Keep it real. That Saints 49er game a couple years back when the Saints lost in overtime, I think it was 23-18 or whatever.
The pass interference game?
Under. Same kind of game, I feel like. Real good D, real good corner play. Stafford's got to hang on to the football. So I like the under in this game. And unless anyone has any objections, I'm going to...
I don't.
I'd lock it up. But what do
nice.
You think?
I'd lock it up. I love the under.
Lock it up.
It's teaser time. Two teams, one bet, 6 full points. So tasty.
You're going to either...
Do we ever lose teasers?
No, never. Honestly.
What the fuck?
Excuse my language.
It's good.
Not since I think like maybe week 8 we hit a road bump, but if you tailed our teasers on this pod this season, you would be buying your second home in Vegas to bet more teasers for next year.
Yeah, that's a McLaren, guys.
That's a McLaren. Straight up.
Unbelievable. And you know what's also so funny is I wanted to ask our historian over there, Bobby. Is teaser time copywritten as a show?
It is now.
I'll start a brand new teaser pod with both
new
of
segment.
You, and we'll call it teaser time.
We had a teaser last week. We did under Green Bay, winner.
Come on,
we
dude.
Did over KC.
Yeah, no, we teased it down and went
bro,
over. Oh,
bro,
God.
We haven't lost a teaser in forever. Here. Okay, so we have to go out on a high note. Do we do the psychotic underdog teaser, Joey Burrow, plus 13 to the Niners plus 9.5?
I like the Niners plus 9.5 side.
Okay, what do you want to do? KC minus 1?
Take KC at home down to 1.
All right, I'm down with that.
I mean, they got to beat you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They're going to win. They're going to win that game.
So, I mean, we need it to be more than 31-30 because that push factor, right? Or the push brings it down to a straight bet. What did we decide on that 6-point teaser?
Push makes it one leg.
One leg. So then, yeah. Give me KC to win the football game.
I love it.
And then I like that. I like that 49er. They almost threw the number of 10, and I could go
take
up.
Take the points.
So to our listeners, maybe wait, because that line's not going to go down. It's only going to go up, and you might even get it at 10. So
Rams are public.
Very public this week.
All right. So teaser, KC minus 1 to 49ers plus 9.5, and lock it up. T, your rosé parlay is my favorite thing that we do on this pod. It's fun. You throw $5 on a parlay. You win a bottle. You don't win a bottle. Doesn't matter. We have fun. We drink rosé anyway.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Not a lot of options this week, but I mean, I'd really like the Rams versus Cincy.
Okay.
Just because the Rams, LA, that's everything else that you guys have been saying the whole pod of that. It's the home team advantage. It's for the record books. It's
SoFi. Let's
SoFi
go.
SoFi Stadium. I'm from Los Angeles. We're all from Los Angeles. So I think that'd just be really cool. And then the Bengals, just because they're the underdogs. And like the Bengals, the Browns,
Bengals.
The Bills. Like, where did all these teams come from this year? Like, they've just been getting better and better. And it's been fun to watch them grow.
Love it.
So I don't know if I'm just betting with my heart here, but I would love to see
little parody,
those
right?
Like two
a little
teams
something,
win.
Something special.
Yeah.
Not the same old song.
It's the Chiefs are a powerhouse team. I get it. We all get it. We get it.
Got it.
Look, so, don't give Joe Burrow 7 points, dude. Like, honestly,
yeah,
the bookies are praying that the whole world is going to go to the window and go, KC, we know. Bro, Joe Burrow's not going to just lay down for you.
I know, right. But if he's going to lay down, if he gets sacked 9 fucking times, dude, that's the problem. Like, it's bad. Watch that Tennessee game. And they got a great front four. I think there was 3 players on Tennessee that had 9.5 sacks this year. I get it. But, bro, on his tailbone every second, every time I turned around, that can't happen, bro.
But no one gave him a chance to win in Tennessee. No one gave him a chance. And you know what? By the way, since he was on Tease Rose Parlay last
weekend. Yes, it was outright.
Yeah, and it hit.
Outright. Yeah.
So, I'm riding with Joey Burrow. I love Joe Burrow.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with Rams, home team advantage, and the Bengals because they're an underdog.
Are you taking the 7 or are you going to get some money?
Is that a money line parlay or do you want the points?
You want the points.
I want the points, but.
It pays more if you go money line, but you want the points.
But
take the points. Take the points.
I feel like it's apples and oranges at this point.
Yeah, take the seven points.
You could take Rams money line to Cincy plus 7.
I'll do that.
That's a parlay.
I think that's good. Yeah.
Because what could it be? One, like I said, it might be 160.
Well, then if it's a 1-point game, you still win. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about the points at all.
Correct.
Yeah. So I'll lock that up.
All right. Let's recap. On tonight's episode, Justin, you like the over in the KC-Cincy game. You like the under in the Rams-49ers game. I like a prop bet, Ja'Marr Chase, anytime TD for plus 100. And I like the Rams on the money line. For our teaser, Kansas City minus 1 to the 49ers plus 9.5. Tease Rose Parlay. Take the Rams money line, parlay it to the Cincinnati Bengals plus 7.
And don't forget to, if you're watching this video, smash that like button, that subscribe button, leave us a comment, say hi to us. And we are nearing the end of the season, mm-hmm. as I am nearing the end of my pregnancy, which is wild. This one's coming soon. So this may be my last appearance this season.
Happy and sad.
We say that every week.
We say
happy
that every
and
week.
I'm not buying it.
But I always seem to find myself sneaking in here. So, but if it is, I had a blast with you guys. This is our first season. We learned a lot. We loved a lot. We went through trials and errors, and it was a lot of fun. So, yeah, don't forget to like this video and share it with all your friends. And I will see you next season if I don't see you next week.
Yay!
Jay, you got a toast for us?
I do, guys. To a great year. I never thought I could learn as much as I did about football in a different light. You know what I'm saying, if you will, by doing this show. So for that, I thank both of you guys because I just think that as treating it like a business or treating it as something that we love, I learned a hell of a lot from both of you guys. So thank you. So all I got for you right now is what I've been saying for 19 plus weeks. Beat the book.
Beat the book.
Cash those tickets.
I like it. Jason, anything from you?
And cheers.
Salad dressing, Laurel Canyon.
Yeah.
Go get spicy, it now.
Spicy babies.
Cheers, guys.
Yogurt. Cheers.
Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.